Hey, Michigan Maniacs. This is the Michigan Football Rant, and I am your host, Adam Brewer. Before we get into this episode, I just want to go over a little housekeeping. All right, guys. Right now, you'll find me on Instagram and Facebook. I'm also going to be way more active now on YouTube. I've been hinting at some things, and I'm finally narrowed it down to what I want to do. So I want to break it down to you right now. On YouTube. I will be downloading all reaction episodes from here on out. You guys seem to be loving every reaction episode I put out, and every quick hitter episode I put out are off the charts, both of them. So I will start with reaction episodes, and I will probably start putting quick hitters on there as well. Fantastic. The response you guys have been giving me lately is off the charts, and I just want you guys to know I really, really appreciate your support. So with that, go to YouTube and like and subscribe, and also go to Spotify and leave a star review. Hopefully it's a 5-star review. Follow there as well, and hit me up on the DM, and I will send you new stickers. And I have wrist bracelets, the ones that old Lance Armstrong used to have, but they are blue with the Michigan Maniac on it. And let's face it, this is the football rant, but we are all Michigan Maniacs. I will do that for free. You just got to hit me up, let me know where I need to send them, and I will do it for just simply thanking you for supporting me. Also, if you go to Spotify in the bio, you can hit the voicemail. Voicemail Mondays is going to be a thing. Please leave your voicemail, and I will create a whole episode around whatever voicemails I get. If I don't get any voicemails, it'll continue just to be Ask Me Anything. Either way, I'm hoping that you guys get involved. I want to be more I want to be more active with you guys. Okay. Also, you go to the bio in Spotify, and you can support this podcast for a mere $4.99 a month. I think there's three options: 99 cents, 4.99, and 9.99. Either one, I really don't care. Either one you want, you go ahead and support this podcast, and it will allow me to buy shirts, hats, and all the other stickers and bracelets that I can pay for. That's all I want to do is just give back to the Maniac Society that has been so good to me. So I appreciate you guys. Go through all this. If you can, let me know, and I will give back to you as much as I possibly can. Thank you so much for being the greatest audience ever. I mean, you guys have been fantastic. To me, you will always be the silent majority. There's a few of you I hear from constantly, but the numbers have just been increasing, and it is fantastic. It is getting to the point, it's getting to the point where we are almost pre-COVID numbers, and that's exciting. And I have only you to thank. So thank you very much, guys. Once again, go to YouTube, go to Spotify, like and subscribe on both, leave a review on both. Hit me up on the DMs, and I will send you new stickers and new rubber bracelets. You go and support me on the bio in Spotify. Pick any one of the three that is offered, and I will also send you a hat. Once the new hats come out, I want you to pick which one, and I will send them out. I just want to make you guys happy. That's all I want to do. So I hope we can just crush it. And I hope you love this week's episode. Hey, Michigan Maniacs. This is the Michigan Football Rant, and I am your host, Adam Brewer. We are doing the quick hitter episode today. Figured I do it since we had some transfer portal stuff and also recruiting class. I mean, not that I'm a big recruiting class guy, but I think this is actually kind of impressive. So, with that, let's get started. To be quite honest with you, I think this transfer portal stuff is anticlimactic, I guess I could say. I mean, if you were to not one of those three was I shocked by that they're leaving. And I mean, I wish them luck. I 100% wish them luck. I mean, AJ Henney, I mean, I like the kid. I think there's so much potential for him, but I think he suffers from the one thing that wide receivers of his caliber kind of end up being. Like, he's not overly tall. He's quick, not super fast. He's, you know, he's the gadget guy. He's Eddie McDoom. He's, you know, he's just that dude. Like, you don't, once you are the gadget guy for Michigan, you always stay the gadget guy. When you're the reverse dude, you don't do anything else, right? I mean, Giles Jackson, same thing. Eddie McDoom. These are guys who look same body types, you know? Not bad athletes. I mean, obviously, very good athletes. I think he tweeted something, if they're passing, I don't know, if they're throwing, I'm going, was his thing. And I think he's rumored to go to Iowa. Eek. Okay, so you get the triumphant, the three-headed monster of Eric All, Cade McNamara, and AJ Henney. I mean, that gets Iowa up to, I don't know, 18 points a game. I mean, I don't even know if it changes the needle, to be quite honest with you. I think I said it moves Iowa from 14 to 17 to get Cade and Eric All. I think they're still staying steady at 17 points per game. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Unless they had a seismic shift in philosophy over in Iowa, I don't see that being a good place for AJ Henney. I really don't. I'd hate to see him make another mistake. I hate to see him hop to a team too quickly, a lot like his ex-partner, Taylor Upshaw. We'll talk about that cat in a second. Because Charlie Jones, a way better wide receiver, and no offense to AJ Henney, I really think he could be really good, but Charlie Jones is impressive as a wide receiver, and he left Iowa for a team that actually passed the ball. And if Charlie Jones couldn't be utilized correctly, what makes AJ Henney think he's going to be? I mean, I guess you could say the addition of Cade McNamara, but what does that mean at Michigan? Michigan throws almost as much as Iowa does. We're not, we don't throw to wide receivers. Neither does Iowa. So I hope he doesn't go to Iowa. I think that'd be a big waste of his time. I think he would just be, saddened by it, to be quite honest with you. I think if anything, he wants to go to Purdue. Purdue, great school, great education, right? Also, a team that, well, I don't know now. I take that back because they got a new head coach. I forgot they have a new head coach. I don't know. Maybe try and go to Nebraska. They like to toss the ball around. I can see him being, I can see him being good at Nebraska. Anyways, I don't want to waste too much time on where he would be going. But then Nakai Hill-Green, does that shock you? We all saw the spring game. I mean, he got dusted by Hibner. And let's face it, I really liked Hill-Green. I really did. I liked him a lot. But he's a very older, traditional linebacker. He does not cover the pass well. He didn't do it when he was healthy. And it doesn't look like he's doing it very well now. And I know he has a longer road to recovery. Whatever that injury was last season has to still be hampering him. But still, you can't be like, I don't know, man. I just saw the spring game and I'm not shocked. And I mean, look at the guys. Who's he going to beat out? Rolder? He's not going to beat out Rolder. I mean, he's not going to beat out Bennett. I mean, Keyshawn, I think it is. Keyshawn Bennett, number 52, had a way better spring game. Way better spring game. You're not going to beat that kid out. Hausman, good luck. Then you got TJ Guy and Colson and Barrett. Where is he going to fit in that lineup? He's not beating out any of those dudes, so I don't blame him. I don't blame him for heading over to Charlotte. I mean, Biff Poggi could probably use a good, really solid linebacker like Nakai Hill-Green is. And I think in the right old school type of defensive formation, he's going to excel. So I really wish him well, man. I do, and I think it's a smart move going to a coaching staff that he knows, and he meets two other defensive players along the way with him. You know, Weishkopf and Okie Dokie. You know what I mean? I'm excited about it. I look forward. I actually may pay attention to what Charlotte does next season just because of that. I mean, I really like those three players. And then Moten. I mean, okay. Moten was, he had hands of stone, and he just wasn't athletic enough. Michigan is really going to a hybrid, like, safety linebacker. Now, Moten had the body type. I just don't. Makari Page outplayed him last season. I mean, he was never going to take Rod Smith's play. It was never going to take his thing away from him. We're never going to do it. Just not going to happen. And then you've got new and upcoming kids like Barry Sab. I mean, where was he going to fit in that? And then, I mean, let's face it, man. He got planted. He got planted by Alex Orji. I mean, so, I don't know. Stock on him was going down too, so I'm not shocked by that. And actually, if you see RJ Moten go to Charlotte, don't be surprised either, because that would be a smart move, I think. I think Biff Poggi's trying to create a good program and to have a good, solid defense like that. He's solid. He's just not what Michigan is looking for going forward. So, no, not shocked by any three of those players or all three of those players entering the portal. I mean, to be honest, I could have swore AJ Henning would have done it last season. But, you know, God bless them all. I mean, you know, once you're a Wolverine, you really have to annoy me pretty bad for me not to want to cheer for you and hope that good things happen to you. So I really do. I hope really good things happen to those kids. I look forward to paying attention to what they do, and I wish them all the luck in the world. Hey, talking about bad transfer portal decisions, let's talk about Taylor Upshaw. Woo-hoo! Coach Prime ain't dicking around, is he? At first, I didn't know what to think of Taylor Upshaw going to Colorado, right? I thought it could be a decent move. I think Taylor Upshaw thinks more of his abilities than what are actually seen out on the field. You know, actually what you can tangible proof of being out on that field. I think he thinks he's very good. And I think there are moments when he does flash. So therefore, it helps boost the ego a bit. But I think on an everyday, every snap type of deal, you're not going to get greatness from Taylor Upshaw. I just don't think so. Now, maybe I'm wrong. And I mean, I hope to be wrong. You know, I really do. I hope that he could get it together because, I mean, he's a Wolverine. I mean, I liked him and I wished him all the luck in the world going to Colorado. But I just think that's what you're going to get. I think you're going to get a very inconsistent defensive football player with moments of greatness, right? And I just don't think that's what Prime's looking for right now. And to be quite honest, I don't know if he fits the mold of what Deion Sanders said when he said he's looking for a defensive lineman. If you go back, just look up the interview, because he does say this is in my take, this is what he says. He looks for defensive linemen to come from single-parent homes, because they got that dog in them, he says, right? Look it up. And I think Taylor Upshaw comes from a very happy home. Not that you can't come from a very happy home from single parent home, but I'm just saying there's a different dynamic, and I don't think he, in Prime's eyes, will be mentally mean enough to be that everyday dog that you need to be a defensive lineman. That's the point I'm trying to make. But I wish him luck, too. God bless him. I can't wait to see where he's coming. He ain't coming back to Michigan. I'll tell you that right now. Ain't no way he's coming back to Michigan. There's too many edge rushers in Michigan. Too many really good edge rushers in Michigan right now. I mean, and speaking of that, let's get into what the 2024 recruiting class, number one in the nation right now, thank God. I mean, I don't know if that's where we'll stay because, I mean, I don't know much about recruiting. I think it's awesome that we are getting such high-quality players, but to me it seems semi-creepy that grown men like me would be paying so much attention to high school kids. Not as creepy when you're an adult, when you're a college student. Don't know why that's a big difference, but it is to me. I don't know why. I get it. It's hypocritical. Fine, whatever. Just not into it, man. Just not into following what the everyday sophomore junior's doing for the next coming up, you know, 2 years, you know, let alone what a senior's deciding to do. They're 17 and 18 years old. I barely cared what my son's opinion was on what life was going on, let alone a football player. Don't care. Don't get into the program, and then I'll start caring. But I think Michigan is really starting to solidify themselves and get a very good reputation as edge rusher. Offense. I mean, there are so many positions right now that Michigan is becoming well known for. And I love it, and I'm here for it. And if we can get a little bit on the roll with a little bit different of an offensive renaissance in the passing game, I think we can become something else too. So, like, running back you. I mean, come on, man. If you are an up-and-coming running back, you want to go to Michigan, only for the simple fact that we are run-heavy and we recruit amazing offensive linemen. We have a great offensive line strategy. We're killing it in that position right there. So you want to come if you're an up-and-coming running back. If you're an offensive lineman, you want to come to Michigan because we put, at one point 2 years ago, wasn't it? 2 years or 3 years ago, we put all five of our offensive linemen into the NFL. All starting five went to the NFL. And then back-to-back years after that, we won the Joe Moore Award. If you're a top-notch offensive lineman, why wouldn't you want to come to Michigan? We have high profile for that. Tight ends. I mean, come on, man. We're using tight ends like they're wide receivers at this point. Wide receiver might as well just be an extinct. They're extinct like the dinosaurs, in my opinion. If you look at the Michigan offense, we never use them. Never. They're like sour cream sitting on my fiance's food plate. Never used. Never touched. Don't even know that it exists. Right? Tight end, definitely becoming very, on the watch list for us. If you're a tight end, you got to come to Michigan. Defensive line, edge rushers. I mean, hello, man. We are doing it. Now, I think one area I think where we can really step it up would be that quarterback game. If we can get just a little bit of a offensive shift to maybe going 60-40, pass heavy first, you know, pass run. Right. JJ puts together another solid season. You get Davison. He puts in a couple really good solid years, right? We can turn this around to where quarterbacks will want to start coming back to Michigan. Right, it's not like we had killers that were coming in all the time, but we always had a very good, steady, high-level quarterback here. And I think we could get to it and exceed that. I think we could become quarterback U. And that's going to take a few years, obviously, because no quarterback is going to want to come and just hand the ball off. So with a little bit of tweak to go 60-40 pass first, with the level of talent that we have with J.J. McCarthy, offensive lineman. I mean, let's face it. If you're a quarterback, you want to go
where you have a great offensive line, where you're going to be protected. And you can hand the ball off and have amazing running backs take the burden off your shoulders every once in a while. It's set up to get great quarterbacks to come to this college. We just need a little bit of a tweak. So that's about it right now, guys. I mean, I think it's great that we're number one in the nation. I don't know where we'll end up on that. I mean, it's 2024. It's still a long time before, you know, final decision days and all that kind of stuff, but I think it's a great sign. Every time you look at something, we're getting another top-notch edge rusher. We're getting another offensive lineman. We're getting another tight end. We're getting another running back. I mean, these things are impressive. So I think finally Michigan and Jim Harbaugh have got the young guys together to that know how to recruit. And I think Matt Weiss with his computer crimes, whatever the hell that is, maybe he got caught with an OnlyFans subscription, don't know. But whatever that may be, probably the best thing for recruiting and for Michigan going forward, right? So excited about the future. I just wanted to do a quick hitter real quick just to let you guys know what's going on. Quick hitter real quick. Kind of stupid, but anyways. I just wanted to get it out there, give you my thoughts on what's going on. Like I said, anything big happening coming with Michigan, always know I'll put out an episode. But I can't wait. Cannot wait till football season starts up again. I am dying for it. So, guys, always, I mean, let's face it. It is great to be a Wolverine right now, right? It is great to be a Wolverine. Oh, before I sign off, guys, we will be doing a position, like who I think will be the starters type thing. Also, I'll be doing, as the season gets closer, I'll do a prediction episode for the each game. Spoiler alert, we might go undefeated. But anyways, I'll stick around for that one. Don't know when any of those are coming out, but they'll come out. So guys, like I said, it is great to be a Michigan Wolverine. And they bring me happiness, even in a time where right now it's been kind of hard with work and things. So it has given me a reason to smile and be happy. So just always and forever, guys, go blue.